Recorded Books presents The Rest is Memory by Lily Tuck, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. We look at the world once, in childhood. The rest is memory. Louise Glück, Nostos. The name Czesława is derived from the Slavic cha, which means to await, and Slava, which means glory. What sort of glory awaits a 14-year-old girl? A gas chamber? A gunshot to the head? An injection of 10 or 15 milliliters of phenol directly into the heart? Czesława is from Wólka Zwojecka, a small village in southeast Poland. The nearest town to Wólka Zwojecka is Zamość, founded in the 16th century by and named after Jan Zamoyski. Built by the Italian architect Bernardo Morando, Zamość is a perfect example of a Renaissance town. On special feast days and occasions, Czesława and her family go to the Cathedral of the Resurrection of Our Lord and of St. Thomas the Apostle, also designed by Bernardo Morando, in Zamość. Czesława is Catholic. The time Czesława agrees to go to Zamość on the back of a boy's motorcycle, the boy, Anton, he is older, blonde, warns her, "Don't tell your parents." Czesława does not tell her parents, or how on the way back from Zamość, after they had each eaten a creamy karpatka Anton bought from a food stall in the market square, Anton stops the motorcycle by the side of the road and tells her to get off and unbutton the front of her dress. She does not. As he rides off on the motorcycle, Anton shouts back at Czesława, "You owe me for the karpatka." Although it has begun to rain, Czesława walks the 6 kilometers back to Wólka Zwojecka. Late for putting the chickens back in their pen, her father slaps her. Czesława's father's name is Pavel. Anton's second-hand motorcycle is made by Centralne Warsztaty Samochodowe, Central Car Works, a Polish pre-war company. Centralne Warsztaty Samochodowe manufactured motorcycles until the outbreak of World War II and the invasion of Poland. The invasion of Poland is sudden and quick and final. On September 27, 1939, the Poles capitulate to the Germans after 26 days. Pavel knows nothing about the invasion by the Germans, only that there are soldiers everywhere. Pavel has never once left Lublin province. Each fall, he and his brother, Czesława's uncle, go to the Rostoche forest, a part of the Zamoyski family estate, to poach for roe deer and red deer, taking him the farthest from the village of Wólka Zwojecka Pavel has ever been. One fall, in the Rostoche forest, he shot a wild boar. And back home in the evening, if there is company and after a glass or two of his homemade slivovitz, Pavel likes to tell stories about how he and his brother evaded and outsmarted the family game warden, and each time he tells of a narrow escape, he laughs loudly.
Ha ha!
The name slivovitz comes from szliwka, the Polish word for plum. Slivovitz is easy to make. The plums with their pits ferment in sugar, water, and grain alcohol. The area Czesława is from in southeast Poland is traditionally well known for its slivovitz production. Each year, 100,000 tons of plums and prunes are grown in Poland. In 1941, the German agrarian policy decreed, "God has helped us to conquer the Polish nation, which now must be destroyed. No Pole must have the right to own land or house. In 10 years, the fields of Poland will be heavy with stacked wheat and rye raised and harvested by Germans, but not a Pole will remain." "God made me out of nothing. God made me because he loves me," Czesława learns at her first communion catechism class. She also learns that the metal door set in the floor of one of the chapels in the Cathedral of the Resurrection of Our Lord and of St. Thomas the Apostle leads to the crypt where the Zamoyski family is buried. The priest reads the inscription on the door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?